On September 6, 1973, in New York City, I spoke with Ellington, speaking first of the many awards he had been given. This was his answer.
Yes, I have been rather lucky. People have heard that, you know, people who listen, they know, and when they hear that I know Willis Conover, then of course they say encore, s'il vous plaît.
Well, I hope that you'll build on that, Duke, with the doctorate and the presentation from the President of France.
Oh, yes, the Légion d'honneur. And then, of course, there was the Columbia University doctorate and the Wisconsin doctorate. And this year, one from Fisk University and one from Clark University in Atlanta. And then, there have been, I've been very, very lucky, you know, the St. John's out in Long Island, Yale, and I forget how many they are, but they're all wonderful. And the Wisconsin follow-up to the presentation of the honorary degree was a week of our concerts, playing a different concert every night and having lecture demonstrations, clinics, and classes in the afternoon, was really a tremendous thing, you know.
Are you impressed by what the young musicians are doing in the schools, the school orchestras these days?
Oh, yes, they're wonderful. We have many good musicians coming out. Wonderful, these young musicians. We've got wonderful teachers.
Well, wonderful guests. That helps, too.
I suppose so. Yeah, I've seen some wonderful people there who were guesting.
Well, when you were guesting as a sort of guest instructor, guest lecturer, and so forth, how did you direct your instructions to the student musicians, briefly?
What would I say? I mean, you say what you say to someone who has a talent. Is to follow the talent and pursue it, your quest from your own perspective, and apply yourself to it. And that's the main thing about people, being drawn away from their natural inclinations in the art. They may sometimes, say, decide upon music, and someone will draw them away from what they really want to do in music, because it may not be the thing that's going to pay off in money or something like that. So that's very bad for the person who's in it.
I know that from time to time, when you have an afternoon off, you will get the musicians and the orchestra and get into a studio and record something that is current in preparation for offers of contracts from recording companies. And I'm just wondering what has been done recently that we might be able to look forward to seeing on record.
Oh, we're always doing something, you know. It's a lot of stuff stacked up in the warehouse and in the library. At the moment, I have a couple of African things over there that haven't been released yet. One which had to do with the Chad, you know. A couple of other things, I forget what they are.
Well, since we happen to be at a piano, could you demonstrate the theme from one of them?
You're a real optimist, aren't you?
Yeah. Always believe in being optimistic.
Oh, I'm an optimist, too.
I know.
Well, I'm not really optimistic enough to believe that little Dookie is going to reach back in his head and pull out something.
All right.
I think it was...
What's that called, dear?
Oh, I don't know. What is it called? I don't even know what they... All of our things have sort of temporary four-letter words. Just...
Love.
Actually, it's usually an abbreviation of something.
All right, I'll look for the label to find out what the title is going to be.
You better, right? You
all right.
Not a chance of getting too much out.
I know you've been working about 25 hours a day since I saw you at the Rainbow Grill a couple of weeks ago, as you do every year, once or twice.
Mm-hmm.
And you have an opera coming, and you have a third sacred concert for Westminster Abbey. And I should be telling you, you tell me.
I really haven't done it yet.
But it's in the head and the heart.
Oh, yes. You know, and you have to... sacred concerts are always endless, I mean, in their preparation anyway, because you always prepare them right up to the premiere, you know, to the last minute before you ever finish.
I'm delighted to find, Duke, that you've been seating yourself at a typewriter and understand that the results of some of that activity will be published shortly.
At a typewriter, I should say. No. Music is my mistress.
That's good news.
Yes, well, I mean, it's a fact. It really isn't news. It's always been that way, you know. And it's supposed to be out in November, December, something like that. I don't know.
Well, I recall after your concert with the Symphony of the New World at Philharmonic Hall in Lincoln Center some months ago, we all went over to your sister Ruth's apartment,
mm-hmm.
and for about 6 hours, you were at the piano, and I remember you were playing Birmingham Breakdown.
No, I didn't play that, did I?
Yeah, and you played Dancers in Love.
No kidding.
And Rockin' in Rhythm, and a bunch of things like that. What about for the remainder of this program? Give me titles of records from any era, and we'll fill out the program with records of your choice.
Well, records, let me see now. What would I say? Let's see now, there's one... I forget the names of these things.
Pick out the melody and I'll find the record.
I forgot.